We are going to learn this evening, Be'ezrat Hashem, the art of being happy. Mi shenichnas adar marvin v'simcha. Megillat Esther is full of sad people. They don't know where to take their sadness to, what to do with it. Achashverosh is so sad, he has this will that everyone will appreciate him and think he is smart, but he was so dumb, misken, so he put on a disguise of the Kohen Gadol. He thought that if he will say, I am a big baba, everyone will love him and appreciate him and he will be happy. Everyone laughed at him. Haman was such a sad man. One person did not press like in the Facebook. One. Everyone said like. He goes and everyone mishtachavim v'koreim mishtachavim lehaman. Mordechai did not say like. Ma zeh, kol zeh enenu shoveli. Whatever I have is like klum. I want to die. And Vashti is so sad. What does she do to overcome her sadness? She makes of the girls of Israel slaves. She wants honor. She wants to humiliate those happy queen-like women. And she is so cruel with them. She doesn't find happiness. And who is the saddest in Megillat Esther? Am Israel. They try parties, pubs. They stay in the party of Achashverosh 7 days and 7 nights, drink alcohol. Does this bring happiness? No. Today we are going, Be'ezrat Hashem, to learn this art of happiness, because when a woman is happy, all the house is happy, the children are happy, the blankets are happy. We are going to speak today about the blankets. The dishes are happy. Your mother-in-law is happy. The truth is, what do we have to do on Chodesh Adar? Every evening when you go to sleep, you have to ask yourself the question, did I make someone happy today? Did I cause someone to smile? Did I make a phone call to some lonely woman that no one remembers, that goes to sleep alone and gets up in the morning alone? Whom did I make happy today? Because the way of being happy is to make other people happy. It's so strange. It's written in the Gemara about Sukkot, Vesamachta behagecha. You should be happy in the Chag. How do you become happy? Nashim bameme samchan betachshitim uvevigdei tzivonim. So strange. You should be happy. How? Make your wife happy. Buy her jewelry and clothes. You know that I say it always, all the husbands hate me. Whenever they see me kacha around the corner, kanitila, I bought her. To be happy is to make others happy. Mi shenichnas adar marbin besimcha, you should take this rega. You should take this. You should take this spray called happiness and psst around the house, marbin besimcha, to make other people happy. I think that the hardest thing for a woman, for a wife, for a mother, for a daughter, is to see her husband, her son, her daughter, her mother sad. I even call it, as a lawyer, I think it's one of the hardest violence that exists. To live near someone that is never happy. Never satisfied. Whatever you do, you smile, you cook, you work, you raise children, you yell, you fight, you mashat rotza. He is always sad. It's horrible. An adolescent son, always sad. We all have someone like this in the family. I read such a beautiful story in my children's newspapers, Darkol it is called. A child that was always complaining, always, those that go out to school the last, why don't you go out? Because I have nothing to wear? Because no one cares about me? And one day his mother gives birth. After 1 month, 2 months, he comes back from school. He sees all the children, all the family. family around the bed of the baby, and he says, "Ma kara, why are you so happy?" He said, "The baby smiles, the baby smiles." He said, "Azma, so what?" And his mother tells him, "Moishi, you know, when a human being is not developed, the only way he can ask for things is crying. Bleh, bleh. Whenever he smiles, it means he is developed. I know so many women waiting near the bed of their husbands that he will develop. I know so many mothers waiting near their adolescent daughter to develop. Smile, kvar, smile. Can we make our husbands happy? Can we make our ima happy? Can we make our daughters happy? And it is so critical. Thank you. It is so critical. Why? It's written in the Gemara. Keshem shemi shenichnas av memaatin besimcha, kach mi shenichnas adar marbin besimcha. The same way that when av gets in, you become sadder. When adar comes, you become happier. What's this comparison between adar and av? Is there a basis of comparison? And Chazal explained, in Av, the house was destroyed. Bet HaMikdash, why? Because Am Yisrael complained. V'teragnu be'aholechem. We don't want Eretz Yisrael. It destroys a house. In Adar, the happiness of Adar caused the building of Bet HaMikdash Hasheni. That's the way to destroy a house. That's the way to build a house. A house of Av or a house of Adar. Can I cause my husband to be happy? And the answer of the philosopher of Simcha, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, is you can't. You can't. If he is sad, you have no a way to make him happy. If your adolescent girl is sad, you have no way to make her happy. Lama? Vekashe me'od la'azor lemi sheyesh lo b'chira. It is almost impossible to help someone that has b'chira, choice. When the b'chira of someone is restricted in a small baby, you can help him easily. Come, I will feed you, I will wash you, I will comb your hair. The minute he has choice, he chooses to be sad, even a Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot help him. Hakol b'yedei shamayim, chutz miyirat shamayim. Hashem sees you like this sad and he says, please be happy, please be happy. But he cannot help you because it's your choice. It's such a reveal, such a taglit. Eh?
Revelation.
That being happy is a choice. Otherwise, Chazal wouldn't say, "Mi shenichnas av memaatin b'simcha, mi shenichnas av marbin b'simcha." What? It's an automat? Yes. It's a volume kaftor. You know Hebrew, lama. lama. So it means you have control. It's your own choice. You can do it on av be sad, on adar be happy. It's your choice, and it doesn't depend on anything. Don't say, when I will lose 8 kilo, I'll be happy. When I'll be blonde, I'll be happy. When I'll have money, I'll be happy. When I'll get married, I'll be happy. When my daughter will get married, I'll be happy. When I will have a big house, I'll be happy. Shtuyot. I know unmarried girls, sad. Married women, sad. Women without children, sad. Women with children, sad. Skinny girls, sad. Fat women, sad. Blonde women, sad. It has nothing to do with objective circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Lo nachon yemima." One woman asked me, "My house is so tzafuf, crowded." A crowded house is not a happiness. It makes me nervous. It makes my children nervous. My house is very crowded. When my 8th child was born, I had no place to put her. I put her lul mamash in the salon. I never see that it is crowded. Only when my mother-in-law has to come, I look at the house and I say, Yaweli. I don't know how you say it in English. Boy, but boy. And I say, Imale, what do I do now? And then I start hiding things, hiding children. Shake it that she won't see. Imale, as a tzafuf, the tzafufest house I know is in Tel Aviv. I teach there. It's a huge house, huge. There lives only Aga, Ima, their adolescent daughter, and the cat. And it is so big. Whenever I go there to give a shiur, I say I have to go to Shirutim, and I look in the room. It's so huge, and this cat behind me, and it's the most crowded house I've ever seen, because everyone there goes near the walls not to meet the other person. In our house, when I was young, I never let the children sleep with me in my bed. Now I'm old, I let them do everything alone. Yeah, I call them saying, yes, you can. So my little daughter, she is 3 years old. She comes to sleep with me in bed. And when she goes to sleep, she has suddenly more hands and more legs. And she kicks me here and kicks me there. And it feels so because it's happy, it's crowded, but it's happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you want me to build you a mishkan, a house? You are huge. Halo ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim lo yechalkelucha. A house is a physical small thing. And Hashem answers the beautiful answer. Asu li kiton, make me a katan, a small house. Ve'adur beinechem, if there is Adar in your house, I have plenty of space. If the house is happy, there is place. If you are sad, the biggest house in the world will be crowded and safuf. So what can I do with this sad husband, with this sad child? I cannot even influence him. There is only one way, says Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev. You choose yourself to be happy. Happiness is contagious. When you are happy, without looking around, everyone around you becomes happy. Even the objects. I saw this beautiful chidush in a Sfat Emet. Beautiful. He says, in Hebrew, you say object, chefetz. Chefetz means will. All the objects have will to be happy. Look at your house when you get up in the morning. The blankets are sad. The dishes are sad. Everything, the sofas are sad. Says the Sfat Emet, if you go with sadness to this blanket, oof, couldn't she do it herself? She's 16 years old. The blanket will stay sad. But if you say, blanket, here I come. You take the blanket, you stood. The blanket now is happy. The cupboard is happy. The dishes are happy. The sponge is happy. Everything is happy. I love the Midrash where it says that the Aron inside the Mishkan was made of wood, and all the time the trees of the wood used to grow. The Kohanim every morning had new fruits from the Aron. They had parnasah from it. The Aron grew because they worked with it so happily. The Aron was happy as well. If you have a cupboard of etz sandwich, you will have sandwiches in the morning. Mamash, you can make, do you know this feeling when you clean the house very happily, la 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 la, you sing, and then you go to the supermarket, you come back, you open the door, everything smells so good, looks so good, nachon? The objects are happy. The furnitures are happy. The zekacha. You be happy yourself. You will see how everyone around. It is so true. When you wake up in the morning, all the house is kacha. When you wake up, boker tov, yaladin. One of the patentim of being a happy woman, this is about Pinkus. I tried it, hutzodek. Don't go to sleep in the afternoon. It's a sad house. A house where Ima is asleep אחרי צהריים. הרב פינקוס says that when you sleep at night, your neshama goes up there, Hashem cleans it, and you have it fresh and full of happiness in the morning. During the day when you sleep, the neshama doesn't go up. You wake up even more tired, and you have this bass voice, Masha. And you make everyone vex. I remember once I was after birth, I used to go to sleep, and one day they came from school and they said, Efo Ima, Efo Ima. And then my small child came near my bed, he looked at me and he said, Ima Meta. They are so sad when Ima is not there to have them back, to see them when they come back. זה כל כך נכון. How do I make myself happy? Since we have to make everyone around us happy, make yourself happy. Stop worrying. She's not happy. He's not happy. He chose not to be happy. You be happy. You will see how everyone comes after you. How do I make myself happy? Chazal reveal the secret. You don't know how to be happy. You know very well how to be sad. When I speak of Tisha B'Av, women love it. When I speak of Loidatma, when I speak of Chodesh Adar, be happy. It's so hard, it's so difficult. Marbin Basimcha. Chazal know that we don't know how to be happy, so they teach us how to be happy from sadness. כשם שמי שנכנס אב ממעטים בשמחה, כך מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. You know what to do to be sad in אב, נכון? נכון. The same way, the opposite, do on חודש אדר. What? First of all, on תשעת הימים of אב, before תשעה באב, you cannot listen to music, you cannot hear music. On חודש אדר, מצווה, you must. Musica. What musica? Happy musica. Not this sad, depressive one with the candles. We love I love this depressing. No. Once we went to a show and there stood a group of women singing and it was so depressing. We went out, no one spoke, and then my friend gave such a mezuyene definition. She said, you can't clean the house with this music. And that's the, if you put on music and you can clean the house, the musica nechona. If you take the sponge out when you hear the song, you sit on the chair. I want to die. This is not music. Put on music and move and dance. Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev says that you are sad because you have here a gush, a horing gush. לא יודעת מה? בלוק. נכון. Of bad thoughts. Here you have a gush of bad feelings. Hurt. Here you have a gush of a chunt from Shabbos. So what you have to do is to dance and make Purim. Purim is from the word leforer, to make perurim. You dance and you make perurim out of all of it. I said that we must learn from the French women how to be happy. Tzachfatiyot, they know how to be happy. I had an evening on Ramada Renaissance with French women. They came with all their flowers and zend heels, and the saddest songs they danced. They were so happy. And then I gave a whole shiur in Hebrew. One woman came at the end and she said, c'était magnifique, oh la la. And I said, did you understand? She said, no. She came to be happy, so she'll be happy with them. So put on music and dance. As a catch the bite with music, musica. Shtayim. On Tishat Hayamim, 9 days of Av, it's forbidden to eat meat. Adar. I don't allow diets in Adar. Adar is Rashi Tevot. איך אומרים Rashi Tevot? Adar. אין דיאטות רצח. No diet. Everyone prefers to see you fat and happy and not skinny and frightening. Eat. Tochli, the emet. Not only that you are depressed and you eat all kind of mushrooms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emet created under the ground because they are so ugly, and you eat it, you also make the other people depressed. Are you crazy? Chocolate? Do you know it has Tetrazine 400 in it? Stop it. Eat. It's Adar. You should be happy. 3. On Av. Mishenichnas Av mema'atim besimcha. You shouldn't buy new clothes. On Adar. It's a big mitzvah. And this year... Buy yourself new clothes. It makes you so happy. It makes you feel new. Even if it's the thousandth black skirt you have, the kef, the mesamer, something small, a lipstick, a new skirt, a new mitpachet, a new car. Rav Pinkus Zatzal explains that new things make someone happy. How happy you are to kiss the small legs of your baby. Why don't you do it to your 16 years old boy? Because it's not new. And for other reasons. Zenachon, make yourself, you know, it's never, it costs so much, Yanima. Nothing costs more than a sad woman in the house. Be'emet. It's the cheapest price you can pay for happiness is a little bit of money. Go and buy yourself something new. It makes you happy. When you are smecha, all the house around you is sameach. Yanima, how can a woman be smecha when she has to wait? The saddest thing a woman can go through is delay. Delay in Hebrew means to be ashamed. Boshesh Moshe Lavo. Boshesh is delay. Boshesh is shame. I'm so ashamed. Another year, everyone comes to the Bet Knesset married with a small baby, and Ani Lo. Everyone, their children are getting married, and me, lo. Everyone buy houses, I'm still in those horrible debts, year after year. Delay is horrible. Delay was chet ha'egel. Boshesh Moshe lavo. Moshe doesn't come. Boshesh. Ba-shesh. 6 hours he was late, and they were so scared of the delay, they made an egel. Whenever the Chafetz Chaim used to come to Parashat Kitisa, he used to cry, Slicha, Slicha. He used to cry, he used to say, Hashem, 6 hours Moshe Rabbeinu was late and they lost control. 2,000 years we are waiting for the Mashiach. When are you going to bring him? When? How can a woman in delay be happy? We all don't understand the tafkid, the role of Adar Aleph. Who needs Adar Aleph for? Who? It's a dead time. No chagim, no nothing. We don't start cleaning 1 month earlier of Pesach. We only worry one month more. But time, when will I start? When will I? And you listen to the Shoev Avak. Of the Echomrim Shoev Avak. Yeah, of the neighbor. She already started. Who needs this time? And Hashem said, never take time for granted. Don't say it's stam time. Why don't I get married? Why this time for? It's pregnancy. Adar Aleph is called Adar Me'obar, the pregnant Adar. It seems like a useless time, but this is what gives birth to Adar Bet. And Hashem says, do you know that the smartest people in Am Yisrael used to sit to make Adar Aleph and Adar Bet? the smartest people of Shevet Yisachar, whenever Hashem puts on you time and you don't understand what is this time for, I want already a child, money, parnasa, happiness, Hashem says, shh, shh. It's made with such wisdom. It's not stam, a delay. It's only to bring the Geula, Pesach, exactly on the right time, in the springtime. Don't think it's stam. It's pregnancy. And something so good is going to be born out of this delay. Never be in lachat. Never make the egel. What is the egel? Egel masecha. You know what masach is in Hebrew? Masach? Eh? No. Masach. Screen. Thank you so much. The Chet Egel is to be worried. Chet Egel is the two words, Maye, Maye. We invented the screens, the iTouch, the iPod, the iPad, the telephone. You know that I read in the newspaper there is no nation like Israel that people have so many telephoning. Why? Because you are worried. Are you okay? When are you? Where are you now? Are you there? I see you. You are so pale. What happened? We are so worried. And Hashem says that was Am Israel. They were so worried. They made Egel Masecha, a screen, something to look at, to feel secure. Hashem says, don't you understand that these means make you even more worried? Once, my daughter used to go for 2 hours. I did not worry. Now she has a telephone. And suddenly she doesn't answer. I go to the police for 2 hours. She didn't answer my phone. Hashem says, don't you understand that this Egel Masecha, all these things that are, you touch them and you see them, they make you even more worried. So it doesn't help you to be happy. Wait with patience. Hashem has meaning in all delays. You know that Esther Amalka was Adar Aleph. She did everything. And she brought Adar Bet. And she had no share in Adar Bet. Chazal explained to us who was Esther Amalka. She was married to Mordechai. And then she was taken to the house of Achashverosh. Whenever she had to be with him as his wife, it was okay to go back to her husband Mordechai because she was with him, Anusa, without her will. But when Mordechai says to her, now you go from your initiative to Achashverosh, she says, but if I go from my own initiative, I'll be with him and I won't be able to go back to you, my husband. And he says, Nachon. And she says, Kasher avadeti, avadeti. Now I know I lose you forever, my husband. You know that whenever it's written, Shoshanat Yaakov tzahala v'samecha, everyone is happy. Esther Amalka is in the window of the palace of Achashverosh. She sees everyone so happy, but she dies in the palace of Achashverosh, never going back to her beloved nation, nor to her beloved husband, Mordechai. She was Adar Aleph. She brought all the happiness, and she stayed without nothing. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adar Aleph. For 40 years he went with Am Israel in the horrible desert. And then he says to Hashem, I want to go into Eretz Israel as well. And Hashem says, no, you are Adar Aleph. You did your tafkid. They go into Eretz Israel. You know that Esther Amalka and Moshe Rabbeinu have the same testimony. Esther Amalka, zichruni ledorot, remember what I've done for you. And Moshe Rabbeinu, this sentence that whenever I say it, I feel, he says, zichru et Moshe avdechem, remember your slave Moshe. Sheratz lifnechem kesus, how I ran in front of you like a horse. Venaflu atzmotav bamidbar, and my bones stayed in the desert. Two people, they were Adar Aleph, and they brought us the two happiest books of history, Megillat Esther and Chamisha Chumshei Torah. such huge shlichei tzibur. Hachida, which is your title today, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, says whenever you have something huge to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you light two candles, one to Moshe Rabbeinu, one to Esther Malka, those shlichei tzibur that gave their lives for you, gave everything that you will be happy. And you say, Hashem, Bizchut Moshe ben Amram, Bizchut Esther Amalka, I want to be happy. What else makes us happy people? I say to my students, on Chodesh Adar, you must make a decision. You must take this way or that way. It's called Pur. Lehatil Pur. Because en simcha kehatarat hasfekot, there is no happiness like taking off the doubts. It means there is no sadness like being in a doubt. Will I marry him or no? Will I change my working place or no? Will I change her school or no? Will I change the apartment or no? Make a decision. Whatever decision you do on Chodesh Adar is a decision with mazal, say Chazal. These are 2 months of mazal leYisrael. You know that Achashverosh was called in that name, lama? Achashverosh, Hashverosho. He always had a headache, lama? He wanted to make everyone satisfied. La'asot kirtzon ish va'ish. I want my ima to love my chatan. I want my sister to love my chatan. I want my neighbors to love my chatan, my friends. It's impossible. If you want to la'asot kirtzon ish va'ish, you'll never make a decision. Never. Look at Mordechai. Mordechai is from the word derech. He had a way. And to have a way, a derech, you have to lidroch, to step on some alternatives. Zelo. Zelo. Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. You cannot stay politically correct with everyone. E efshar. Make a decision. You cannot understand how happy it will make you. Lehatil pur. Od. What makes a person happy. In this parasha, I always hate to teach parashat Ki Tisa. The luchot are being broken. Horrible. And I asked myself, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells this story? It's horrible. It's such a fadiha. How do you say fadiha? Nora. And we know that the Torah never, never, ever speaks Lashon Hara. Never. All the Lashon Hara we know of Esav, Lavan, Yishmael, Miriam, we know nothing. It's all from Rashi. If you read only the text of the Torah, Lavan is a tzaddik, Ishmael is a tzaddik, Esav is a tzaddik, Miriam is a tzaddik. What did she say? V'tedaber Miriam odot ha'isha ha'kushit. The Torah doesn't speak Lashon Hara. So how come the Torah says this? Imale. It's called, in horrible words, kala mezana tachat chupata. A kala under her chupa, the chatan puts the ring on her finger, and she sees a very handsome friend of her husband, and she says, afterwards we will speak. That's chet egel. Horrible. How come Hashem speaks Lashon Hara of us? That means, because we know that the Torah never, never speaks Lashon Hara, that means that the essence of this parasha is not the sin. It's the power of tefillah. The power of the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The most horrible sin, imale, kala mezana tachat chupata, the ketubah is being broken. Can we still build a house after this horrible betrayal? Can we? Your husband did such a horrible thing. You did to him such a horrible thing. Your sister, your closest friend. Can we make new luchot? How do you tell me to be happy? Everything was broken. Yemima. Luchot rishonim, mipnei ma nishberu. Why were the first luchot broken? Because they were given with music, with shofarot, everyone saw, and they had ayin hara. Mipnei sheshalta bahem ayin hara, ve'en lecha yafe min hatzmiut. Nothing is more beautiful than the tzmiut, and the first luchot were given, and that's why they were broken. Wow! We know that Matan Torah is a chuppah. So does it mean we have to get married secretly? No. The Navi says, Kol sason ve'kol simcha, kol chatan ve'kol kala. You know that the kol chatan and kol kala became horrible those last years. When kalot and chatanim decide to read something to their kala under the chuppah, so horrible, I hate it. Kol sason ve'kol, they become suddenly a poet under the chuppah. Shanim rabot hikiti, otach sof sof matzati, and such a yonetma. I wasn't such a chuppah. Sheket. All those poets that were not discovered. Tzmiut is the best thing. And yet I offend in a tzmiut. So how come we do such huge chatunot with seuda, with invitations, with music? It's ayin hara. En lecha yafe min atzmiut. Nachon, says the Sfat Emet. There should be ayin hara in the chuppah. Le'olam en kala mit'aberet mibi'ah rishona. A kala can never be pregnant from the first night of the chatuna, because it's a night of ayin hara. Everyone knows when, where, how. So a baby cannot be born from this night. Yefshar. So what happens with ayin hara? On the chuppah, says the Sfat Emet, Hashem wants ayin hara. He wants you to be broken and then to make other luchot. Luchot shmiyi between you. After you had a small crisis, the chatan and the kala, and it always happened during the first year. Yemima, how come? We just got married, we fight all the time. Metsuya. Chazal say, in every zugiyut, איך אומרים זוגיות באנגלית? אני משתגעת. Couple? זוגיות. איך? Couplehood. Couplehood. In every couplehood, in every couplehood there are three stages. The stage of hoo-ha, getting married, music, dancing. This is what you call the beautiful stage. Chazal call it not beautiful stage. En lecha yafe min atzmiut. The second stage in couplehood is you wake up in the morning, ve'hine hile'ah, ve'hine hu estav. Suddenly you discover something and you say, am I going to live with this stranger for 80 years? You know that wives and husbands are the only family connection which is not blood connection and will never be. Your daughter is blood connection, your sister, your but Doda is blood connection, but your husband will always stay a foreigner. And he becomes more in what's that? That's the Hashem wants this breaking, but why at the very beginning? Because at the very beginning you still have such a huge portion of love that you can overcome this crisis so easily. And then you make your own secret second luchot. No one knows. When Moshe Rabbeinu make the second luchot, he had such light on him that no one could look at his face. He had to put on a masveh. When you write your second luchot after you fell and you fought and you said the word slicha, you have such light on you that no ayin hara can look at you anymore. Don't be afraid of crisis, of breaking, of betrayal, chas v'shalom, of hard words that were said. It's okay. It's breaking and it's rebuilding. Gadol yihyeh habayit ha'acharon min harishon. The second temple, the third temple, will be much more beautiful than the first one. Don't give up. We give up so easily in this generation, so easily. I see as a lawyer in the Beit Din Rabbani, so easily, asma. So things were broken, it hurt, it's horrible. What do we do now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the secret to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you do after horrible things were said? Her'alo kesher shel tefillin. Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu that your relations now should be based on a totally different basis. Kesher connection shel tefillin. Every couplehood that was broken is because you did not pray for it enough. Now you start a new beginning. Kesher shel tefillin. Every day lehitfalel for this husband, for this couplehood. We are a generation that neglect couplehood because we make an egel out of our children. El Elohecha Israel. It's so kef to dance around our little egel, uga, 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 and neglect our husband. Who wants to think he will be hurt if I say that? He likes this more than that. Who has patience for him? Yeladim, who is hungry? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, couplehood is the most important thing. I read a beautiful book in English, and I don't remember what her name is, and she said, healthy children grow in a house where they see that the couplehood is more important than they are. The Abba, the Ima, their privacy, they speak now in the room, they have chashuv. And the Midrash brings a beautiful mashal. Once one prince wanted to marry a princess. He came, he gave her two huge diamonds, and he says to her, I will send someone to bring you 8 more, okay? She says, okay. And he sends someone that brings her 8 more diamonds. On the day after, she calls him, and she says, I'm so sorry, I lost 2 diamonds. He said, what diamonds did you lose? The 2 you gave me.
Oh.
Those 2 you had to lose. Couldn't you lose the 8 others? Hashem says, I gave you 10 diamonds, aseret adibrot. The first 2 I gave you. It's the first 2 of couplehood. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your husband. Lo yalecha Elokim acherim al panai, there will be no other love in your life. You had to lose those 2. Shabbat, oh, you keep Shabbat so well. Zachor et yom haShabbat lekodesho. You did not lose this diamond. You are so honest. Lo ta'ane bere'acha ed shaker. You never steal money. Lo tignav. And your couplehood, how does it look? Did you have to lose those 2 precious diamonds? It's the most important thing on earth. Chazal say that all the miracle of Purim could happen because Am Yisrael saw such a couple, Mordechai and Esther. Et ma'amar Mordechai Esther osa. She does whatever he says. Vaya'as Mordechai kechol asher tivta alav Esther. He does whatever she says. He's so worried about her. Yom yom Mordechai mithalech lifnei sha'ar ha'melech lada'at et shlom Esther. How she is. Chazal say, this is the v'nahafohu that you have to make on Adar. Your husband is the most important person in your life. Afterwards, the children. Ze kol kach, kol kach hashuv. I want to say some of the beautiful secrets that Moshe tells us about tefillah. Kesher shel tefillin. How do we make a tefillah when we really have no mitzvot? We made such an egel. And Hashem says to Moshe, Salachti kidvarecha. You pray so beautifully, I have to listen to your tefillah. What does he say? First of all, Vayehal Moshe מה זה ויחל? It's from the word חולה. משה says, נכון, I've sinned, but I'm so sick. אני חולה. ויחל משה. Look in what a house I grew in. We came from Egypt. They were such bad people. How could I go out from such a house, a tzaddik? I had such a hard childhood, ריבונו של עולם. Then he said, what will our enemies say? מה יאמרו מצרים? Those that hate me. Don't let the people that hate me be happy when I fall. The third thing he says, what my beloved one will say. My Ima and my Abba, so many girls come to me and say one thing that breaks my heart here, Mima, it's okay with me that I'm not married yet. But my Ima, how I'm waiting the day like Rivka. Rivka, when she puts on all the jewelry, Eliezer gives her. Vatarotz vataged le'ima. Ima, Ima, look. When will I run to my Ima? Ima, look. Look, Ima. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Zchor le'Avraham, le'Yitzchak u'le'Yaakov. My abot are so sad up there in the sky. Dai, Hashem, you must answer for them, not for me. It's such a beautiful tefillah. But his most beautiful tefillah is when he says, Hashem, you know what? Am Yisrael is really ichza. Hashem says, stop saying it. When I make Shalom Bayit, it's the last way I always use. At the beginning, she said, he's horrible, he's there. I say, no, he's a kind man. No, 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 no. And then when I see that nothing helps, I say to her, you know what? Maybe you should divorce. And she says, but he's a good Abba. And I say, Azma, Abba is everything. He should be a good husband. He bought me something for my birthday. You know, when you say the opposite, when you come to your Ima and complain about your husband, Ima is so hard with me. And your Ima says, I'm a kid. Ima, don't speak of me that way. You cannot hear. That was the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ana hata ha'am hazeh hata agdola. They are such bad people. Hashem says, whoops, don't speak that way about my children. But the last tefillah that I want to teach you this evening, the beautiful tefillah, is such words written in our midrash of our parasha, that tefillah of Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, remember when we were thirsty on Marah, I looked at the bitter water and I said to you, Hashem, why did you create bitterness for? Why? And Hashem says, I don't create nothing in vain. Whenever you see bitterness in your life, you should say, the tefillah, Hashem, hafoch et hamar matok. Turn the bitterness into sweetness. And Moshe remembers that. Hashem comes in our parasha and says, I want to kill all Am Yisrael. You said you never create things in vain, Moshe Rabbeinu says. So what do you want me to say now? Moshe says to him, you should say, Hafoch et hamar matok. Turn these bitter people into tzaddikim people. That tefillah of Chodesh Adar is that tefillah of Venahafoch Hu. Hashem, Hafoch et hamar matok. Make all the bitterness in our life turn into sweetness. I don't want to erase my life and start a new one. I don't want to divorce Chas v'Shalom and meet someone new. Harav Pinkus always used to give this beautiful mashal. You draw a beautiful picture and suddenly one drop of ink, black ink, ichsa, in the middle of the page. You can try to erase it. It becomes even more ichsa. You do like this and try to draw something new. Chaval, you worked so hard. You take this black drop of ink and draw leaves around it. And it becomes a flower. Don't erase your life. Don't throw them into the garbage. Say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, hafoch et hamar matok. There is nothing like the tefillah of women. I want to quote one Gemara. It's written that Esther sends to Chachamim, to the sages, Zichroni ledorot, I want a Megillah to be written about all the sacrifice I've done. And they say, we can't. Lama? Halo katavti lach Shileshim be'mo'atzot v'da'at. I will translate. In the Bible, in the Tanakh, nothing, no story can be written more than 3 times. And the story of beating Amalek is already written for 3 times. It's written in Sefer Shmot, in Sefer Dvarim, and in Sefer Shmuel, when Shmuel kills Agag, the king of Amalek. We cannot write a new book for you. And Esther stays like that with Alter Megillah. Gets up one stage, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefet, and says, of course we should write Megillat Esther. It's not telling another, the fourth time, the story of killing Amalek. Mapitom! All Megillat Esther is about the power of a prayer of women. 8 women. Esther Amalka and 7 me'arot. We read again and again in the Megillah that Ahasuerus gave her 7 me'arot. It was 7 goy me'arot. She made them giyur. She taught them halacha. They stood there in the armon and made such a tefillah. 8 women that saved Am Yisrael, that made v'nahafrochu. You know, I teach this for so many years. Every time I am amazed, I am scared of the power of the tefillah of a woman. Hashem doesn't say no to a tefillah of women. Be'emet. There is a very famous lawyer in Jerusalem. He's a criminal law. And he was never from Afghan. We always used to see him without a kippah. Suddenly, a huge kippah on his head. I never knew why. Last week, I go with his wife to a shiur, and she says to me, I want to tell you the story of the tshuva of my husband. And she tells me, I was a frum for so many years, and he, shum davar, he doesn't want to hear Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum, klum. Every Shabbat I go with my 5 children in the gardens, just not being host because he's looking at the TV. One Shabbat, she tells me, I was in Mincha, on Mincha, in the Bet Knesset with my children, crying, die Hashem, die. Can't you find him someone that will teach him Torah? And then she looks in the men's Ezrat Gvarim, and she says, someone like this tzaddik with a casket that is mitfalel so well. That's the way to make shalom bayit. Look at other stuff. She looks at him and says, kazeh. And she goes home. Motzei Shabbat. Someone knocks on the door. She opens the door. The man with the casket. She was sure, why? He probably saw me crying and pointing at him. And he says, is your husband the lawyer at home? She says, yes, of course. The lawyer comes, he says, we are now establishing a new Bet Knesset in our shchuna. We want you to be the lawyer with all the mismachim. Maybe you would like to buy a chair for Yom Kippur. Every Jewish person has a chair for Yom Kippur. That's it, she says. My tefillah was answered. He never moved from this Bet Knesset again. That's the power of a tefillah, a true tefillah of a woman like Esther Amalka. Yemima, I have no koach to lehitpalel anymore. There was no one koach less like Esther. She stands in front of Ahasuerus, so scared. She feels 2 feelings, called in Hebrew, mach, memchaf. I'm going to faint, and rash. Rash means poor. And then she yells the words of Perek Kafbet Betehilim. Eli, Eli. Hashem takes the word Eli, puts it near Mach. The other Eli puts it near Rash. It becomes Michael. And Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu and Michael the angel, says the Midrash. They both come in her 2 sides. They help her to stand. And she starts, L'menatzeach al hayelet ha-shachar. Eli, Eli, lama azavtani? Rachok mi'ishuati divrei she'agati. Is it allowed to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lama azavtani? Why did you leave me? Says the Rabbi of Piasetzna. During the Holocaust, when he sees all his students, all his talmidim, Muslimani, and he says to them, it's Adar. Let's say Perek Kafbet Betehilim. Esther HaMalka wrote it, and they say, Lotim Tehilim. Who needs Tehilim? Our daughters, our wives, our children are dead. Ma Tehilim Achshav? And he says, listen to the words.
Eli, Eli, lama azavtani? Why did you leave me? I know you did not leave me, but do you want to know why I feel deserted? Do you want to know, lama, I feel that you azavtani? Because rachok mi yeshuati divrei she'adati. My tefillah is so far away from my geula. How much can I pray without being answered? Die. Rachok mi yeshuati divrei she'adati. Yomam ekra velo ta'ane. Velayla velo dumiya li. I pray it day. I pray it night. Efo ata? Ve'ata kadosh. You are so far away. Yoshev tehilot Yisrael. But whenever I say tehilim, you sit near me and you comfort me. When you say, says the Rabbi of Tiasetzna the Esh Kodesh, Perek Kafbet on Tehillim during Chodesh Adar, if you can say it, Ba'alot HaShachar, in the very early morning, like Esther HaMalkah did, it turns all the bitterness into sweetness. When she says, Perek Kafbet, Esther HaMalkah, Vayoshev HaMelech LeEsther, Et Sharvit HaZahav. Yehi Ratzon, that every woman that sits here will go into her house this evening happy.
You know that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, which was my neighbor in Shaare Chesed, unfortunately, Ken, always smiling, always smiling. I remember once that he was walking with his students, and one small boy said, I want to make a picture of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and the student says, Ma pitom, lech mipo. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, Lama, let him. And he made such a face of a model.
It was so sweet, such a sweet and chaval al de'avadim. He said, do you know what is mi shenichnas? When you nichnas to your house this evening, you stand behind the door before you get in, and you make chashbon nefesh. Am I going to enter now a happy house, a house full of songs, kisses, hugs, good words? Or chas v'shalom, am I am mishenichnas? Do I go in a house with yelling, quarrels, or even worse, sheket, everyone in front of his Facebook, eating a sandwich with his ugly training that he did not change since morning? And if you feel that you chas v'shalom are going to enter a sad house, put your right hand on your mezuzah and say one sentence. Et panecha Hashem avakesh. Hashem, I want your face. You have always such an enlightened face. Ki be'or panecha natata lanu Hashem. Torah chayim ahavat chesed. The Zohar said there are two angels responsible for depression in the house, two angels responsible for the happiness in the house. The angels responsible for happiness are called Sason v'Simcha. The angels that are responsible for sadness and depression and nerves are Yagon v'Anacha. What's written on your door? Here live happily. Sason v'Simcha or Yagon v'Anacha. Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will bring upon all of you Sason v'Simcha and turn all your bitterness into sweetness. Toda rabba rabba. Refuah shlema to the baby Renana Bat.